warms the heart and blesses our homes. I'm Laurie Tanner, CEO of Rankin Jordan. I want to wish all of you a very peaceful and safe holiday season. Happy holidays from Rankin Jordan.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
I have a recording. Funny Talking Man actually singing along with this. I was going to play it unless you think it's too painful.
It's very painful.
Oh, yeah.
It would kill me. You think it's not a good idea?
Yeah. It's really painful.
Just because I wouldn't be able to make it through the show.
All right.
It would hurt me immensely.
Well, that's not my goal, Dan, to hurt you. I got to do it then. Thanks for steering me in the right direction. I might have made a bad call if you guys hadn't,
yes,
that would have kept me from it. Yeah, that was my favorite part of this opening right here. This
rover. You're in big trouble though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Oh boy. Wow. That was not supposed to be aired. Where'd you get that? That was our boss, Bart Dorsey, with one of the interns.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh. What's his name? Mark.
Oh. It's Mark Dorsey.
Where did you get that?
Wow.
I was in that meeting. I felt so bad for that kid.
I can't reveal my source.
That's the way he treats him, though. I eat pieces of you for breakfast. That's just how he talks to him. I said, why do you talk to him like that? He said, because they're worthless.
Oh.
That's what he said. That's the work environment we live in.
Wow.
Good afternoon on this election day. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I caught a little bit of a cornbread show that's on before hours.
No.
Cornbread. No, that guy's on a different station.
Isn't it Martin Cornbread?
Marvin Killjoy.
Yeah. And did you hear what he was doing? He was reading, this is pretty creative, reading presidential trivial facts. Wait a minute, didn't we do that yesterday?
Oh, well, yes, we did that.
We did it better.
Does he steal from our show?
Apparently, yes. We did it better. He had some of the same ones, but we had better ones, and I have even more today. I've got some really good ones today. In fact, I'll start just with one, and then you see if either one of you guys can tell me, one, I'll bet you didn't even know this fact, and two, I bet you can't tell me who it is. There is one person who was both president and vice president, and he was not elected to either position. He was not elected president, and he was not elected vice president. That's right. But he held both offices, and it's within the last 60 years.
Johnson?
No. Johnson was elected vice president. He ran with Kennedy.
Hmm. I have no idea.
I don't.
Maybe if I talk like this, you'll know it's Gerald Ford.
Kermit the Frog?
Gerald Ford was not elected president. Wow. It was handed over to him when Nixon resigned. He was not elected vice president. He was named vice president when Nixon's VP resigned, Spiro Agnew.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah. Agnew resigned in disgrace. And he was caught up in some kind of scandal. So Nixon announces my new vice president, Gerald Ford. And then, so Ford's vice president without being elected. And then when, he is named, he succeeds. And remember, he pardoned Nixon. That's the first thing he did. Pretty smart move, you know. That's kind of the greatest thank you you could give your boss. Hey, thanks for making me president. You're not going to prison.
Yeah.
I'll pardon you. So that's an example of the difference. The quality of the list we bring you, as opposed to Cornbread's list that he had on earlier.
Bill Rod.
Okay. So who won? Who's president? Who won the election? Have you heard?
Dewey.
That's not funny. Who? That's not funny. No, I'm here to guide you about humor. That's not funny.
Okay.
Yeah. So Burke segment. Do we have anything?
No. Oh, you know what? I do. Just one quick thing. I'm going to take your advice, and we are going to see a movie tonight.
I'm telling you, it's the smartest thing you can do.
Avoid everything.
Because otherwise you're going to be stuck in front of the TV, mainly because you can't help it. You keep thinking that any minute they're going to say, we interrupt, we have the results. No, that may or may not happen. And if it does, you'll hear it when you come home.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, where are we going to go see?
We're going to see Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, man, it did really well.
That's what I hear. And it got really good reviews because we have to find a movie that's kind of right as soon as I get off work because Angela's got to get up early tomorrow, my wife Angela. So we got to
So what?
So a couple of the other movies are like, because I want to see also see maybe so Flight and Argo.
You have to schedule your life around her.
You don't have
But
what kind of marriage is that?
I picked the movie. That's probably the one I want to see the most.
Let me tell you something. You want some advice for somebody old?
Yeah.
When we were married, no longer than you've been married, my wife worked. She worked for 16 years that we were married. And on occasion, she'd say, what time is that thing you want to do? And I'd tell her, and she'd say, well, I have to get up early tomorrow because I have a meeting at work. You know, my response was,
what?
So what?
Oh.
Yeah.
Set the alarm.
Yeah, yeah. Then get up early and go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
We were going
to... No, I meant that's what I'd say to her. I'd say, anything else? And then she'd say, no, I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking, being so selfish. That's what she'd say.
We were going to maybe go down to the comedy place downstairs, but they're doing an election thing tonight. Normally they have open mics on Tuesday, but they're doing some kind of... election-related debate comedy thing or something. So she wants to go to an open mic. I told you guys this off the air the other day. She has some inklings maybe of
comedy. Stand-up comedy really
comes as a surprise.
Yeah.
Because it took 2 years for me to get two sentences out of her. I mean, she's pretty kind of quiet. No, she's kind of quiet, and she's not real boisterous or, you know, those comedians like Whitney Cummings or the
right.
What's that ugly?
Lisa Lampanelli.
And that other skank, that redheaded skank. Kathy Griffin. They're obnoxious.
Yeah.
Angela is very quiet, but I would love to see her on stage.
I think she's funny. She has a very dry
sense. She is funny.
Yes. Well, she's got the greatest coach with her, living in the same house with her.
Oh
no!
Oh, you? No. Let us know if she gets on stage. We'll be there.
So maybe. Oh, she wants to go and watch a couple, just to see how it
goes.
Well,
and that's probably a smart thing because once she sees somebody die 1,000 deaths on stage,
it may change her mind.
Yeah, she may rethink that.
I know. I could never do it.
No, I couldn't do it.
She has some drama background, so she's okay with being on stage and stuff, but. I would be terrified of it. There's no way I could.
Here's what I learned a long time ago. I can get up and tell jokes in front of listeners because listeners,
you have a built-in rapport already.
Yeah, and they already kind of like us. It's like when Bob Hope used to do anything. Oh, people laugh. He wasn't funny, but they like Bob Hope. And everything I've ever done with a crowd of listeners, it went fine because they're very gracious and they act like it's funny even if it's not. So I could tell jokes, but I wouldn't even attempt a stand-up comedy routine with the hardest hardcore listeners. I think I'd bomb.
Yeah, I guess if it's the same as it used to be, it's like 10 minutes. You get 10 minutes up on stage. And
well, that's right. You used to.
Hey, were you lucky enough to see Dan bomb at that Variety Club thing?
No. But I want.
Oh, man.
You know what? If she does this, Dan, I want you to put a routine together. I want to see you on. Because you used to do that. You used to be the MC down there, right?
I MC'd down there for
I saw Dan. I saw Dan.
I want to see that.
Do stand-up comedy from, what was it, The Chase? Where was that thing?
It was at the Adams Mark.
Adams Mark, yes. For the Variety Club.
Man,
this is a long time ago. And they put him on at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
You stayed up that late to watch it?
Oh yeah. I would not have missed it.
Dan, do you have that on tape somewhere?
No, but you know what? We played it on we were doing mornings on KSD on Market Street.
We have to find it.
I want to watch that.
I have no idea where that would be.
It's so bad, it's good.
Oh, it was atrocious.
It was the worst.
Who did you say was on before?
Joe Marlotti.
I wonder if he's got a copy of it.
Joe Marlotti was on before me. I fell asleep in a chair in my home watching TV and woke up and watched Joe Marlotti. And Joe Marlotti does that for a living.
Right.
And he was dying. There was like three people in the crowd.
Yeah.
It's that applause that sounds like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or one chuckle.
Yeah.
Way in the background, you hear.
And I thought, oh, no.
It's going to be bad.
And I went down, and it was just horrible. Tony Orlando's son was the host that night.
Wow. It tells you everything you need to know about the time of day it was.
Yeah,
Is Tony Orlando's son.
And there's like three or four people in the crowd and the phone bank of people. That was your audience.
That's tough. That's got to be tough to try to do a routine.
It was terrible.
You know, typical Dan, though, I remember he just kept going. It's like he was oblivious to the fact that he was dying.
Oh, he doesn't. He doesn't have that gene.
No.
Where
he's missing the embarrassment gene. He is. That'd be great.
But if she does that, you should do that too, Dan. You should put a routine together, because I'd love to see you on
stage. Any more Burke segment?
No, I don't have it.
Dan, you got anything?
No.
All right, Burke segment is officially closed. We will take a lot of calls today. And the other thing, if you want to, this is not a political show, but talking politics is one thing. Talking about going to the polls and something that happened to you or somebody you encounter, that's a whole different thing. We allow that. And I have a quick question, and maybe you guys didn't see it. What was the deal? Because I just caught it, a little of it on TV, and I got the full story. What was the deal with that Black Panthers guy standing at the entrance to a polling place with what looked like a nightstick and a beret? What was that about?
Really?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Just today?
Yeah.
Because I remember, didn't that happen like recently within the last year or something?
What's the point of that? Here's another quick, we'll take a couple calls before we break. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. The other thing I forgot to mention yesterday was that Friday, in the weekend edition of USA Today, Billy Graham took out a full page ad, and nowhere in there did he endorse by name a candidate, but you knew it was Mitt Romney because he said, you know, get out and vote and vote the candidate that follows the teachings of the Bible. And what he was talking about essentially was, you know, abortion. And so it was a pro-Romney ad. But my question is this. Billy Graham's appeal, and I love Billy Graham, but his appeal now is to certainly senior citizens, and I mean the 70-plus crowd, who I would certainly think would already by Friday have made up their minds who they're going to vote for. Very conservative, very evangelical, very Republican. I don't know that I see the point of spending that money to reach people that were not going to be voting for President Obama.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
That crowd you're talking to was dug in a long time ago. They're not the undecided people. So I saw that and I thought, what must this have cost? Considerable money for a full page. And I just wondered, sometimes I see ads and I go, okay, money well spent. In this case, I don't think so. We're going to take a couple calls, and then after that, we'll come back, we'll take a break. I'll tell you my story. I actually covered an election in 1972. I was the news director. This is the world's biggest joke. I was the news director at a radio station in a little town in South Carolina, and what a great story I have for you covering, and that was a presidential election year, 72. Richard Nixon ran against George McGovern, and I'll tell you later, I worked a hellacious schedule and at a station that eight people were listening to. But the funny thing is, just like here, every radio station acts as if they think they're CNN or ABC, like we've got a crew of reporters out and about, and somebody's going to be checking in from here, and somebody okay, it's already really covered by a lot of other people, but even little bitty stations do that. If they have four employees, they make them all go out, and they put them on a phone somewhere at a polling place.
Yes.
Yeah, just to make it sound like we've got extensive coverage. Let's take a couple of quick calls here. I think I gave the numbers. Let me do it again. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Larry joins us. Hello, Larry.
Good afternoon, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm great, too, because I'm AM in the
BS. Well, that's why. I pity the people who aren't. I really do.
Hey, a couple things. Actually just one. Who did you say held office for the least amount of time?
It was 32 days, and it was McKinley, I believe.
Nope.
No, who was it?
It was one day, and it was David Rice Etchison.
You know what? I've heard this story.
Yep. He took off, I forget which president died, but he died on a Sunday. And David Rice Etchison was the only one who would take the oath of office on a Sunday, and he held the office for one day until someone else. I forget.
Okay, okay, but here, but here's the thing. The reason I don't think he was included, and then that was a pretty credible list in the site that I got that from. Well, he's never really listed when they list the presidents. You know, one through whatever. He's never on that list.
He's not, but he did take the oath of office.
Okay, but my question is, why is he not listed? I don't think he was considered. It was an interim thing. In other words, he wasn't actually the president of the United States. Because if he was, even if it's for an hour, how come he's not on any list of presidents?
I don't know why he's not, but he
would you, would you Larry? Would you dig in? I have an
he
assignment.
Locked himself in his room so that he could not sign anything into law.
All right, I have an assignment for you, Larry. If you're going to be our reporter, go do some digging and find out why this guy is not listed as having officially been president of the United States. Because I don't really think they consider that he was president. Check into that, will you, and get
you know,
back to us.
Josh, sure. That works with Marvin Kiljoy before our show, and Steve Cochran, sent me a text. He said, William Henry Harrison died in 30 days.
Okay, it was Harrison. It was 32 days or 30 days, and I couldn't remember if it was Harrison or McKinley, but we had that yesterday. But what Larry's saying is there was a guy who was president for an hour.
No, one day.
One day. See what you can dig up on that, Larry.
Sure.
So, your assignment. And then we'll officially name you like I don't know, some kind of reporter. We'll come up with something. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Josh also sent me the story about the Black Panthers guy. He was his name is Jerry Jackson, and he was charged in 2008 of voter intimidation. So
yeah,
he was there
that.
With the Billy Club, but this year he's back. And as an official capacity now, he's one of the, what does it say here? I guess he's one of the election officials there.
Oh, damn.
So he doesn't have his Billy Club.
Okay, so the video I saw, they were showing from 4 years ago.
Yes.
We have a couple of Dans on the line. Dan on line four has been following this thing with the Black Panther deal all day, and he has a bunch of information.
Well, put him on here. I'd love to talk to him. Dan, are you there?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Frank, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Dan.
Also, just so you know, William Henry Harrison, his campaign slogan was Tippecanoe and Tyler
2.
Oh, I remember that.
Tippecanoe and Tyler 2.
A 2.5-hour speech in the rain for his inaugural address.
Got pneumonia.
He contracted pneumonia when he walked from the Capitol back to the White House and died in 30 days.
That'll teach him.
Okay,
yeah.
So here's what's happening in Philadelphia. This is hilarious. 24 polling places had the Republican inspectors removed this morning by force. The Republican Party went to a federal judge to get them reinstated. When they went back to get reinstated, they were physically denied entrance. They had to get the police to let the guys come back in. One of the guys in the polling place wears a hat that says, "Vote for Obama." Wait a minute. People have been getting phone calls all day telling them that they have until Wednesday to vote, so don't worry and rush to the polls and stand in line. And the one polling place has a painted picture of President Obama in there.
I saw that picture. It's unbelievable. No, it's like a mural. It's a whole wall. Imagine going in.
The whole wall.
Wow, Dan's
how freaking bad can you be?
No, I saw that on TV. It's like a mural. In the whole wall. Now imagine going in to vote and you look up and there's this giant picture of Barack Obama, like almost as if to say, "Here's your only choice." I mean, that's. Let me tell you something. If this really does come down to the Gore Bush thing, even tighter and closer, you just get ready. It may be a month or more because they're gonna want a do-over and they're going to turn over every rock and stone and impropriety and the voter fraud. Oh man, it'll be a disaster.
Let me make one last comment.
Sure.
Okay, and I mean this in all seriousness. If Mitt Romney becomes president tonight or tomorrow, I will take a handgun to work tomorrow. If you have read about the hundreds of thousands of tweets of people that say that they are going to riot and burn cities down if Romney wins, it is incredible.
Wow.
It is incredible what's going to happen if Romney wins.
I was not aware of that.
Tweets that say things like, "If you think Rodney King was bad, you just stop my food stamps." If you think I'm joking, just Google tweets with regard to riots, and you will be shocked at what will happen if this man wins.
All right, Dan, I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Rex. Bye.
I got this makes a lot of sense to me. I got an email from Craig. He says, maybe the ad from Billy Graham was to let some evangelical Christians know that voting for a Mormon was okay. You know what? That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Because I know a little bit about that Southern evangelical stuff. And they can be pretty narrow-minded. I grew up in that. And a lot of times, you know, if somebody belongs to a Baptist church or the Methodist church or Presbyterian, those Mormons. And what he's saying is, hey, it's okay. What's amazing to me about a lot of people is that they will allow any single individual to tell them what's okay with God and what's not okay with God. Okay, I'm here to tell you that God thinks this is okay. Go ahead and do it. And again, I love Billy Graham, and I think he walks the walk. He doesn't just talk the talk. But for anybody to wait for him to give you the okay, I don't know if I want to vote for a Mormon, but Billy said I could, so I'll do that. It's the whole thing is really interesting when you start dissecting it. Frank Opinion here to say thank you to all of you who have helped make Matheny Heating and Cooling's 70th year such a good year. We are about to roll over into the 71st year for Matheny Heating and Cooling. You know what makes me feel good? Because I feel so old a lot of the time. This is one of those cases where I can honestly say I wasn't even born when they started. Those are becoming fewer and further between, I'll tell you that. Matheny Heating and Cooling, what do you need to know? Well, if you live in St. Charles or St. Louis County, they'll take care of you. No matter what brand, model, type, size, commercial, residential, they'll take care of you. Need to replace the whole system? They will handle it, and they'll do it right. And what I like to say is that once you have Matheny come to your home or your residence, I don't think you'll ever again wonder who are we going to call to work on heating and cooling. Because I don't think you're ever going to want anybody else out there. You'll see what I'm talking about when you call them. I hope you do, and I hope you tell them your AM and the PM, because if you do, you get 15% off the first service call for residential customers and 15% off the planned service agreement. Matheny, heatingandcooling.com.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Make the intelligent choice. Hi, I'm Sean Vinson, president of Vinson Mortgage Group, the name you know and trust. Lower your payment, pay your mortgage off sooner, let your money work for you. With IntelliRate, exclusively from Vinson Mortgage, you are in control. Reduce your rate, spend your money on what matters most to you and your family. Call us first, call us last, it doesn't matter. We have the best rates in town. Call now, 314-839-9999.
I'm very glad that I made that call going home one night. It has changed my life and made things so much easier.
839-9999 or online at GoSeeRay.com. We are offering historically low interest rates in the threes. Ask for IntelliRate, the intelligent choice. This month's charity of choice is Responder Rescue. Their mission is to provide assistance, emotional, tangible, or monetary, to any area first responders who have been injured, become ill, or suffered a traumatic situation after all other resources have been exhausted.
Vincent Mortgage, the name you know and trust.
NMLS number 225095.
Once again, we're here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the salt, tree sap, and decorative contributions by birds for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
And this time, we're in car.
Here we go.
Here comes the spray as Rain Tunnel Express uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh, man, here's the shampoo.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to protect your car.
And now you can save money with gift cards that never expire.
Get 5 downpour washes for $20.
You save $5.
Get 5 monsoon washes for $40.
You save $10.
Order online at raintunnelexpress.com or at any of their locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, in South County, in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois.
Oh, we're drying now.
I must say that going through the Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean. But here's a suggestion.
What?
Next time, let's put the convertible top up.
Yeah, but now I qualify for the carpool lane.
Oh, please.
Yeah, kiss my glasses nice and clean.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch It and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch It and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
At Mr. B's Pool Center, you can choose from pools, or you can choose from pool. And the holiday season is the best time to give the gift of, or, because you'll save a lot of, on both at Mr. B's Pool Center. If this kind of pool is on your mind, Mr. B's has an Embassy South Haven pool package for only $18.75. Hurry in because there's only five in stock. And if this kind of pool is on your mind, Mr. B's is having a closeout sale on pool tables for as little as $11.99. And if you want to have fun in the water sooner, check out the hot savings on Dreammaker Spas, offering the best spa value in the market. They're lightweight and don't require an expensive 220 line. Because they run on 110 volts and use kinetic energy to heat the water, they're the most energy efficient spas on the planet. All you have to do is plug, play, and relax. Mr. B's Pool Centers in South County on Concord Village Avenue near Lindbergh and Tesson Ferry, and in St. Peter's just off I-70 on Sioux Mandy Drive. For more, go to mrbpools.com.
Jack Schmidt Chevy of Wood River, the biggest savings event of the year. Right now, a new Impala LT, $21,995. You save $6,000. Save $6,600 on a new O12 Silverado, $17,940. Trade in a 99 or newer, save an extra grand. Special purchase GM program, O12 Impalas and Captiva. Impalas, $217 a month. Captiva, $275 a month. Both with no money down. Only at Jack Schmidt Chevy Wood River. Silverado number 3865, Impala 4325. Includes all rebates, incentives, tax, title, license, and duck fees. Extra payment based on 75 months at 2.75% for approved credit.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hi there, Frank Opinion. Welcome back. And now more of some of whatever it was we did over the last few weeks on the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Good Willie impression on the song. I do Julio's part too. Hey, Julio steps in here in a minute. All the girls who had once caressed. And may I say, I've had the best. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Carl's on the phone. Let's talk to him and then I'll tell you a story. Hello, Carl.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're great. Carl. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Hey, you know, pertaining to the Missouri gubernatorial race, I would never try to use your show as a platform to get somebody to vote for one person and not the other. But you have to admit, it's been a pretty long day, and the suspense is killing me. What do you guys think?
About what?
It's been a pretty long day.
Dave?
See what he did there? Dave. It's been a long day. Very clever. Very clever.
Take care. You got it.
Thank you. To Dan, who just sent me the email, Dan telling me what does and doesn't belong on our show. thank you, Dan. I got a big kick out of that. You really don't, you don't get this show. Here's the deal. 1970. Oh, let me talk to Diane. I don't want her to have to hold too long. We'll talk to Diane, then I'll tell the story. Hello, Diane.
Owen.
I'm sorry. The peon didn't hit your button in time. What'd you say?
I said, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, listen, I'm driving home. Got you guys on like usual. Caller before last, I made a mention of the whole tweet thing with the rioting. Of course, I'm driving, and I don't have a smartphone, so I called my daughter, who works at the Highway Patrol in Jeff City, and she said that there's a lot of discussion about being aware should anything happen, and she even pulled it up and told me that the comments that were made were if Romney won, that they were he would be assassinated.
Oh, come on.
No,
you know
I'm serious. Do you know how many times
I heard that about President Obama?
Yeah.
But you know what? It's wrong. Either way, it's wrong. And all I'm saying is that, you know, this is ridiculous. It's a right and it's a freedom we have to go vote. And, you know, half the people aren't going to be happy with the outcome. That's just how it is.
Right.
But you don't, I mean, I can't imagine saying that kind of thing in this day and age because you don't get your way.
Oh, people on the internet know nowadays. It's just
they hide behind the internet too.
But here's the deal. It's just anonymous, cowardly talk. Okay? It doesn't mean anything. And that's not going to happen. This country's not going to riot either way. They didn't riot last time.
You're right. But the gentleman that brought it up, I thought, you know what? It's worth checking into. And she happened to have time to pull it up. And it was something that was discussed in the office. Not, you know, real hardcore, but it was brought up. So
My money is on it not happening. So
I'm gonna take that bet with you and keep our fingers crossed. But thank you for taking my call. And the other guy that you said sends you an email, no, he doesn't get the show.
No, you know, he said I asked about what I had seen this video about this Black Panther standing at the door, and I mentioned it. And he writes me and says that that stuff doesn't belong on the show. That I'm accusing me of some right wing propaganda. I asked a question. I just asked what was that I saw on TV. I simply asked a question.
The guy explained it, pulled it up, acknowledged that it was from 4 years ago.
That's it. It's over.
Every right to discuss something, and, you know, it's an open format, so he just needs to buck up and,
He's obviously a very, very sensitive liberal who wants to hear something conservative or some sort of agenda in whatever I say, and he can't because it's not there. We're just...
Well, you know what? Wish him cupcakes and lollipops.
There you go.
And hopefully he'll be happy.
Diane, how old are you?
I'm 52.
Favorite age. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
Well, I was going to tell my story, but we got a lot of calls, and I don't want to not talk to these people. So we'll bring Curtis in here. Hello, Curtis.
A.M. and the P.M.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right, I got two things. First of all, I need the problem solvers.
Well, then you need us because we are
the problem solvers.
What's the problem?
So. The election, we have these write-in ballots, and they have those ballot boxes that you put them in. Now, is that a scanner that scans my little bubbles that put in there, or did those actually get counted later? Because I kind of had a debate with one of my coworkers today, saying I was like, those things don't look like they scan because sometimes they leave those bubbles blank or whatnot. And I didn't know how that worked out.
You're asking the wrong question. What we'll have to do is let somebody who actually knows who has worked there call us and let us know. But we'll get the answer.
Perfect. And I have one other thing.
Right.
I used to be an intern there, and I used to work with John Hadley. And after your show, it was the Mid-America's Chevy Sports Report, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I answered phone calls. And I always sat back there in the booth where Dan used to sit.
Right.
And I always picked up that phone, and man, that phone receiver smelled like tobacco smoke.
That's Dan.
Beer.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's Dan. He's a smokestack. He's a smoker.
Yeah. It was just amazing. And I wanted to kind of feel how does he feel about Proposition B? So I just thought that was interesting. And it was always just a treat to go in there and smell Dan's breath in the phone. I appreciate it.
What?
Thank you, Curtis. Basically, if you didn't hear it, Dan, he said
I heard him.
That your phone stinks
because
you smoke. It's just a wake-up call.
Yeah.
Tobacco. That's one of the downsides is you leave a trail. Tom is here. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Frank. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I just got out of work, and I got in my truck, and I turned the radio on, and you guys are talking politics.
No, we're not talking politics. There's a difference. We're just telling stories, fun stories about Election Day. No agenda, no politics, no left, no right. You need to listen.
Because I'm used to your important, useless information. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah, your stuff is important, but it's pretty much useless, and that makes my day final. It makes me get ready to go home to the next circus.
Then you are the perfect listener. You're who we want. Somebody who doesn't want to think real hard. That's us.
No, not at all. If I do that, my head steams, man. All right. Hey, you have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank you. I mean, look at these calls. What the heck? Dennis, let's bring Dennis in here. I'm glad to have him. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good. You guys just ran a commercial a few minutes ago, right before you came back on, and it said Jonathan Dines was convicted of something. It was a Todd Akin commercial.
Okay.
I don't understand the commercial.
I don't understand half the commercials we run.
No.
Well, he's running against Claire McCaskill, but what does this Jonathan Dines have to do with anything with Claire McCaskill?
I don't know, but here's what I noticed. We also ran a commercial, and we have sort of, it's like a running joke here, where we say the management actually doesn't listen to the radio station, and we have further proof of that. For days now, we've been talking about a commercial that has this line in it. More technology than any other cab company combined. How do you have any other cab company combined? I think what it should be is all other cab companies. But it says more technology than any other cab company combined. Yeah. It's still running. They don't listen. And here's the other thing. That commercial you're talking about, the last month or so, these things, it's just like, you know, who's that Peanuts character?
Oh, the teacher.
That's kind of what I hear. I don't really pay much attention anymore to them. So I wish I could answer your question, but I really wasn't listening.
Yeah, it'll probably run again.
I hope so. I'll listen for it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. That was Dennis, right?
Yes.
Russell, look at these calls. Russell, how are you, Russell?
First of all, what you put your paper in, paper shredders, so none of the votes count.
That's probably true.
No, all they do is count how many paper ballots are in there. Then when they get back to the voting counting station, like Maplewood or St. Louis County, they run them through another machine that tabulates all the black marks.
There you go. Problem solved. The problem solvers have never failed to solve a problem. And if the singers... There they are. We've done it again. With your help. Thank you, Russell.
Bye-bye.
All right. Aaron, look at these calls. Aaron, how are you?
Hey, not bad. Dennis was right about the shredder. That's all that is. You put your thing in there and it's a shredder. It shreds up your ballot.
I hate to say this, but that actually wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. And I hate to ask you or tell you, I guess you heard about Moe's Pasta House, didn't you?
Oh, they closed weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. That was my wife and I's, our girlfriend and I's favorite place to eat, and I couldn't believe it. We ate there like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he's going to come back. He's too good to stay out of the restaurant.
Oh, God, yeah. Just opening that door and having that aroma hit you in the face.
Oh, yeah.
No, he just needs a better location. I told him that 2 years ago, and hopefully he'll find one. I'm with you. We got to bring him back. I appreciate it.
And then one more thing.
Yeah.
Obama, I heard, had more assassination attempts than any president combined.
Well, maybe threats, not attempts.
Well, okay, you're right. Yeah, threats.
Yeah.
Than any president combined. So them about Romney or whoever, whatever, is a bunch of you-know-what.
Okay. I appreciate the info. Thank you, Aaron.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Real quickly, the guy who called and wanted to challenge us on the William Henry Harrison thing, Harrison being the guy who was the president for the least amount of time at 31 days, and depending on what site you go to, it's either 30 days, 31, or 32. Point is, he was in office a month. He caught pneumonia and he died. It is true. We were right. He is the president who was in office for the shortest amount of time. David Acheson, we went and pulled this up, was never inaugurated. And to actually be the president, you have to be inaugurated. He was sworn in, but it was more of a ceremonial sort of CYA thing. He was not inaugurated, so is not really considered to have been a president even for that day. David Rice Acheson, who, by the way, was a Missouri attorney from... somewhere, I don't know, in Missouri, but there you go. There's
somebody,
your answer.
Somebody
he was
called
not
in
really
was,
the president.
And was telling me that he was from Missouri, and they have a statue of him wherever the town he's from. I can't remember what town he's from, but they have a statue of him up in that town.
Of Acheson?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's frank opinion. So you have an accident, okay? Car's got some damage, needs to be repaired. Where are you going to go? If you're AM and the PM, you're going to go to Schaefer. Don't you feel sorry for people who aren't AM and the PM? Think about it. There's so many great advertisers and services they may not know about. You don't have to worry about that because you're going to go to Schaefer and you're going to be very happy. You're going to be happy, of course, with the quality of work. I think top of the list when it comes to things that are important about a body shop. Well, number one would be that the vehicle looks like the accident never happened. You can't tell where their work started and where it stopped. Then you get to the stuff that really sets Schaefer apart. The service. The service that includes things like if you're not quite sure whether or not you have car rental that's part of your insurance coverage, they'll find out for you. And if you do, they'll arrange the car rental. If your car needs to be picked up, to be taken in for the body work because it's not drivable, they'll take care of that. They'll come get you. They'll take you back. They'll get the car for you. They'll take you to it to you, whatever it takes. They'll do it to make this the easiest body work process you've ever been through. They've done this for a long time. They have it down. So don't worry about anything because the biggest hurdle you've already crossed, and that's where do you have the work done? Schaefer is the answer. 7 locations. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
This year's drought could be trouble for your home. Drought conditions draw moisture from the soil, shrinking it, a major cause of sinking, shifting foundations. And an unstable foundation can mean cracked walls or sticking doors and windows. Before the damage gets worse, you need a helping hand. Simple concrete reinforcement often can't get below the problem. It can continue to sink. You need the PermaJack system. It's different. With PermaJack, steel piers are hydraulically forced down through the settling soil no matter how deep, tested, and locked in position. Drought or other undesirable soil conditions won't cause further damage because your foundation will be solid as rock. Steel piers support large buildings, and PermaJack is the fast, economical, and effective way to give your home that same helping hand. PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
It's the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris. Here every Friday from 3 to 6. Thanks for listening. That music means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Ohio, a state that was talked about so much during the election. This is a story from Ohio about a judge who has now sentenced a careless driver to an unusual sentence, making Thanksgiving dinner for 3 cops. The sentence was handed down Monday in Canton, Ohio, to 46-year-old Valerie Rogers, who had pleaded guilty last month to felony assault and 3 misdemeanors for running down 3 cops who were directing traffic during the Canton Marathon.
Oh.
Now, since those cops can't work, she's going to have to work on Thanksgiving as their chef and butler, I guess, and waiter or waitress and dishwasher and all that. Then she's on probation for another year. Next, we go to Seattle with a guy with one of those unusual ads on Craigslist. A guy who describes himself as a vampire advertising for a blood donor. He says, "I don't want to harm anyone other than taking a bit of their blood from time to time."
You mind if I suck on that?
He described himself as a male sanguinarian, 21 years old on the exterior, with hazel gray eyes and auburn hair. Here's what the ad said on Craigslist. "Greetings to everyone reading this. I'm unable to give my name for obvious reasons, but all you need to know is that I am a vampire. I'm in need of a blood donor for my personal use." Here's where it gets even better. "Being a donor is not all fun and games mixed with mysticism and sex, but it can be if that is what we wish. I'm looking for either men or women. I lean more towards men in terms of blood and sex."
Oh.
It would also be great if you were AB negative or O negative. Those are the blood types that I'm used to. This would be an intimate one-on-one experience. I use a wide range of techniques in case you don't want me to just bite you.
Oh, what was that? Sanguinarian. Do we know what that is?
From blood.
Oh.
By the way, yesterday was the 165th birthday of Bram Stoker, who wrote the Dracula books. So I have a feeling there's a little PR thing going on here. But if you'd like him to bite you, look on Craigslist in Seattle. Next, we go to Jermaine Jackson. Yes, the older brother of Michael Jackson, who wants to change his name because he wants it a little brighter. Instead of Jermaine Jackson, he wants his name to be Jermaine Jackson. But he wants to change the O in Jackson to a U, so it's Jackson. He says he's doing it for artistic reasons. His friend Steve Dennis, speaking on Jermaine's behalf, says it's not unheard of for artists to change their names, and phonetically it changes nothing. It's something he's chosen to do. It's fair to say you can't blame this on the boogie. You've got to blame it on the sunshine. Reminding everyone that, oh yeah, this guy once had a career, but doesn't now. By the way, guess who also has a book about his brother? Yes, Jermaine Jackson. The hearing's coming up in L.A. in February. And we finish in Port St. Lucie, Florida, where the cops got a call about a peeping Tom. When they showed up, they found a guy by the name of Kirk John Tinney. He was in the middle of the street yelling, F the police, F those crackers, along with other racial slurs and other offensive words. By the way, Kirk is white. You don't hear a lot of white guys saying, F the crackers.
No.
They watched them walk up to a car and fall off the curb. They looked back at the officers and said, F you crackers. It was so loud that the neighbors' lights came on in their houses. This is about 11 o'clock at night. So the cops told him, look, you have to quiet down. Let's go back in your house. He smelled of booze, of course. They get him back inside. The cops leave. Then Kirk opens up the windows and starts blasting some music and singing along with I Ain't Going Back to Jail, a song by a rapper named Project Pat from a 2006 album called Crook by the Book. Now the neighbors call the cops again to complain. The cops finally come back at 2 o'clock in the morning, and Kirk's music is blaring, and he won't turn it down, so he's been arrested on charges including disorderly intoxication and breach of the peace. Maybe next time he should play I Fought the Law and the Law Won.
Yeah, he can never stay at the Ritz.
No. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. Here on the Big 550 KTRS.